The Devil's Advocates, tackling the issues you're not allowed to talk about at the dinner table.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a magical Monday edition. Always a little better when you participate. Please do. 844-967-2789. Wisco Paul. Love when you call, my friend. And a couple of thoughts I had here before we move on. If Republicans win the Senate, especially by a very narrow margin, let's call it 51-49, something like that, I think they will immediately do away with that arcane filibuster. Because otherwise, you won't be able to get your party's agenda done. And I think Republicans, and they don't have the benefit, if it was a 50-50 tie, obviously the vice president, Kamala Harris, I think, you know, they don't have that benefit. So if it's 51-49, they're going to say, let's get rid of the filibuster. You know, the Democrats wanted to, we will. Above and beyond that, on the House side, you can take it to the bank. They're going to impeach Joe Biden. For what, you may ask? For what crime? Crime, schmime. They don't need a crime. They don't need a crime. They will impeach Joe Biden either for gross incompetence, for the withdrawal from Afghanistan, you know, to their perception. And the fact that no one's died since Joe Biden withdrew American troops from Afghanistan, I'm not saying it wasn't messy, but it's done. And we've moved beyond that point, at least in terms of fatalities. Well, it was 20 years in the making. But that'll be a good enough reason. That'll be all the excuse they need. Hell, if it's not Afghanistan, it'll be inflation. The price of gas for like the ninth time in the last 8 years has peaked above $3. That's Joe Biden's fault. Let's impeach the man. And you might think, Crudy, you're hyperbolic. Crudy, you always say stuff like this. Republicans aren't all that bad. Sure they are. As a party, the current governance of Republicans, it's absolutely that bad. Oh, I long for a day for a guy, a populist Republican like Tommy Thompson. But instead I get guys like Kevin McCarthy, the House Minority Leader, TheHill.com reporting. McCarthy said in an interview published today that he would move to prevent a number of prominent Democrats from serving on committees if Republicans win the House in the year's midterms elections. And he even named names. Here's who will not get committee assignments. McCarthy singled out Reps Ilhan Omar, Democrat from Minnesota. Adam Schiff, you know that guy, how unreliable he is. Eric Swalwell, lawmakers he'd previously identified as potential targets. McCarthy had previously threatened to retaliate against Democrats for their votes in last year to remove Rep. Marjorie Taylor Greene. Well, that's entirely analogous. Adam Schiff and Marjorie Taylor Greene, their seriousness, they're entirely parallel. Oh, yeah, and then there's Paul Gosar, because he was also stripped from committees for invoking political violence in his rhetoric. You know what? I didn't see any of the others do that. In a Breitbart interview published Monday, McCarthy was more declarative that Republicans would not let those members serve on committees if they take control of the House. Here's the quote. Never in the history of Congress have you had the majority tell the minority who can be on a committee. But I think they talk about, you know, Jordan being excluded from the January 6th committee. But this new standard, which these Democrats have voted for, if Eric Swalwell cannot get a security clearance in the private sector, there's no reason why he should be given one to be on Intel or Homeland Security. He will not be serving there, McCarthy said. Ilhan Omar should not be serving on foreign affairs, McCarthy added. This is a new level of what Democrats have done. So Marjorie Taylor Greene potentially inspires violence. She's been deplatformed from Twitter last time I checked. That wasn't the Democrats, was it, McCarthy? And out of petulance, in retribution, you haven't even won the House yet. You're already predicting who you're going to take vengeance against. McCarthy also previously singled out Rep. Maxine Waters as a Democrat Republicans might prevent from serving on committees, but she was not mentioned in the interview published Monday. However, McCarthy confirmed that he would act to prevent Schiff and Swalwell from serving on the House Intelligence Committee, as well as Omar from the House Foreign Affairs Committee. And I can even get the Swalwell thing because, you know, Republicans love to say Swalwell, he was involved with the foreign spy. Of course, that was years ago and before he was married. But anyways, they like to cast that shade. But what did Adam Schiff do precisely? I mean, I know they claim he's a big leaker, but I point out the last administration. I mean, the Trump administration was a sieve. Have you seen any leaks of that sort coming out of the Biden administration? I haven't really noted that sort of running water, sort of a sieve in the same way. But anyways, back to the reporting at the Hill. After Democrats, as well as GOP reps Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, voted in November to strip Gosar of his committee assignments for posting an anime video depicting him killing Repo Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, McCarthy warned that some lawmakers will need the approval of a majority to keep their positions in the future. So you can do anything if you're a Republican, apparently. Omar has faced some bipartisan pushback for her vocal criticism of Israel, such as previously saying that Israel has hypnotized the world and that the pro-Israel Israel lobby says it is okay for people to push for allegiance to a foreign country. Republicans have also seized on a report from Axios in late 2020 that a suspected Chinese intelligence operative cultivated ties with Swalwell, who cut off contact with her several years ago after federal authorities alerted him to their concerns. Swalwell has not been accused of any wrongdoing. Sure he has. All the time on Foxy News. Republicans nevertheless forced a procedural vote last year to remove Swalwell from the Intelligence Committee, which failed along party lines. Schiff, meanwhile, has long been a top GOP target after he played a leading role in Democrats' first impeachment inquiry against former President Trump. Oh, that's his crime, leading the impeachment. Let me read on. McCarthy pointed to Schiff's past calls to investigate claims in the infamous 2016 dossier that alleged Trump had ties to the Russian government. He did, through his campaign manager, Paul Manafort, who was sharing the internal polling with Kilimnik. You know, I don't know how Republicans completely ignore that fact. Oh, no, it's all disproven. No, it's not. No, it's not. It's been proven. It's publicly reported. A little bit more here. Federal investigations have found contacts between the Trump campaign associates and Russians, but many of the sources and salacious allegations in the dossier have since been discredited. I'm not sure they all have. You look at Adam Schiff, he should not be serving on Intel when he has openly, knowingly now used a fake dossier, lied to the American public in the process, and doesn't have any ill will, and says he wants to continue to do it. Schiff, for his part, defended his past efforts to investigate allegations related to the Russian government's efforts to boost Trump in the 2016 election. The top line there of Russian help and Trump's willingness to accept it and make use of it proved all too accurate, Schiff told Meet the Press, you know, with the Chuck Todd. So anyways, they should be punished, these Democrats. How dare they hold Trump accountable? And let's not forget, Kevin McCarthy once upon a time showed just a skosh of courage on this topic. Not so much anymore. You know, now he's made the pilgrimage down to Mar-a-Lago. He's kissed the ass and he's kissed the ring. And he's sold his soul to Donald Trump. Donald Trump, really, you'll never be speaker. I mean, Donald Trump, there is some talk afoot that Kevin McCarthy will lose his place in line. And they'll somehow, what, empower Donald Trump, because you don't have to be in the Congress to be the Speaker of the House. Wouldn't that be ironic? 844-967-2789. Sort of off topic. Got to say, COVID's sort of affecting us around here. Got a skeleton crew going on, and I know that, you know, we want to do some engineering updates to some of the signals we have, and we are working on that. We're making time, and I think Brian's back on the mend. happy to have the big guy feeling healthy again. And got to admit, had a COVID positive in my household. And that's troubling. My kid, my youngest, apparently was exposed to COVID at a New Year's Eve sleepover. And, you know, we thought better and said, okay, at least he's not going to be out in the roads. And so I dropped him off at this party. And sure enough, within a day, we got notification. One of the kids was positive and he'd been exposed. Damn it. So anyways, this was, well, I mean, this has been more than a week ago. It's the 10th, right? 11 days ago. It's the 10th, right? Yeah, it is the 10th. So 11 days ago, the kid was exposed to COVID. And he kind of lives in the basement. We kind of like it that way. He's a teenager and, you know, he's got a bedroom down there and we've got a nice living area. So we rarely see the kid. He's got his video games and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, unless he comes up to go to school, go to work, or see his girlfriend, doesn't leave the basement. Well, so anyways, my kid got tested last Tuesday and he was negative. And we knew he had shown some symptoms, but, you know, the test was negative. My wife took him back for another PCR test. And that was Thursday. And then finally got the results back Sunday night. Surprise, surprise, surprise. Kids got COVID. Or had COVID like 4 days prior. Now I'm panicked. Because I got some guys that I work with. Guys like Evan. Guys like Fancy Brian. I mean, I was just exposed to Fancy last week. And he had a positive test. And my kid's got a positive test now. I've been living in the same house, breathing the same air. I mean, I'm sure he raids the fridge late at night when we go to bed. Must be eating something down there. Now I got a little quandary. How do we do this? How do we keep people safe? How do we keep this little corporation, this radio empire up and running? Hell, we got new obligations. We got new affiliates now in Milwaukee in the Waukesha area. WAUK 540 AM and 101 The Shaw. So, you know, we got new people depending upon us, and we got to keep doing this radio show. So anyways, we're going to keep doing it. I did get a test this morning, and my test results, I guess that's a rapid test, or I wouldn't have my results back yet. My test was negative. And my wife's test, the PCR results, were negative. And my older son, who's been very careful, he was negative. So here I am. I'm back in the studio, and I appreciate you wearing the mask, Evan, because that's not really feasible while you're on the radio. So I'm not wearing a mask right now and, you know, hoping I'm not infecting anybody. But we'll do our best. We'll keep our guys healthy. But suddenly, this, what's it called?
Omicron.
Omicron. Thanks, man. I'm stuck on that one. I haven't been able to say it right from the beginning. And I've probably been exposed to it at least a half a dozen times. And I'm wondering, are we all going to get it eventually? I mean, Evan's nodded at me. I'm not seeking to get it. I'm not purposefully exposing myself. But is resistance futile? I don't know. I don't know how you stay safe when you got a kid with COVID or at least a positive test in the household. How do I not eventually get it from the kid? And if I'm perhaps, you know, superhuman that I am, sort of bulletproof and unbreakable, if I'm not symptomatic, if I don't get it and I've got negative test, well, my kid had a negative test before he had a positive test. How do I know that I'm not getting you sick right now, Evan? I don't know. Hope I'm not. Spray with some Listerine and, you know, Ron Johnson style. Anyway, so let's get to the phone. So we're juggling a few things around here. We're balancing a few things, including some COVID results that are, in this case, negative in that they are positive, and we're trying to work around it. But I do appreciate the patience from you, our fair audience, as we get up full speed, full strength. You know, sometimes it is magic. Smoke and mirrors. We keep this thing running on smoke and mirrors. Come back with us. Your phone calls always help make it go as well. In the 4 o'clock happy hour, I've got the Democratic Party of Wisconsin Chair Ben Wickler. Been far too long. Ben's coming around today. Got a big week, Mandela Barnes tomorrow. Hell, I even invited the governor of Wisconsin on. We'll see if he takes me up on it. You better, though. You're next on the phones.
Why not gargle?